The wing-tipped Ford swoops across two lanes of traffic and skids to a halt at my feet. A door swings open, and I lunge inside as the car weaves back on the road out of Sydney. I'm Skip. She's Trish, the driver says, thrusting an oil-stained palm in my direction. I shake with one hand and flail with the other for the passenger door, which is swinging open onto blurry space. Tony, thanks for stopping. Or slowing, at least. Skip says he's headed to a drag race in Lithgow, on the other side of the Blue Mountains. He seems to be doing his warm-up laps en route. The city skyline dips behind a hill, and suburbia stops sprawling. Then, as we plunge into rolling farmland, a chorus of carnivorous voices starts wailing from beside the road. "Fresh-dressed chickens," squawks one sign. "Country-killed meat," cries another. "Pig for sale. Corn and mash fed. Good size for the spit." Skip shoves a cassette in the tape deck, and the car begins throbbing to the beat of heavy metal. Apparently, this is the cue for further conversation. "Where you headed?" he shouts. "Alice Springs, I guess." "You joking?" "No, really, I'm going to hitchhike through the outback, maybe write something about it." "Could be a very long book, mate." "Not if I stay in Skip's Ford. A short story, say, or a tombstone epitaph. Fresh dressed. Country killed." We hit Mach 1 at the base of the Blue Mountains, Mach 2 on the windy ascent. "I work as a carpenter all week," Skip says. "Pays okay, but anyone can bang a bloody nail. Racing's different. It's dangerous business, and not every bloke makes it." He jerks the Ford across double yellow lines to pass a truck on a blind mountain curve. Trish digs her fingernails into Skip's bare thigh. I close my eyes and hear the dull thud of rubber hitting rabbit flesh, and I decide that Skip isn't going to be one of the blokes that make it. I abandon ship at the first pit stop, a 30-second pause for gas about 60 miles west of Sydney. "You staying or what, mate?" Skip yells as I scurry across the highway. Before I can answer, he climbs back in the cockpit and plummets down the mountain. I drop my pack to the ground and catch my breath. In one giant leap, I've pole vaulted out of the city and onto the western slope of the Blue Mountains. From where I stand, the foreground is green, but the more distant furrows of the Great Dividing Range are washed in a hazy aquamarine, and they share the gentle beauty of their American cousins, the Blue Ridge Mountains, old and soft and familiar, like well-worn denim jeans. Very nice. I find a well-shaded spot, suck in the clear mountain air, and inhale a dozen flies. Another dozen dive bomb my eyes, and a phalanx of mosquitoes start gnawing at my ears and neck. I grope inside my pack for the tube of insect repellent that I purchased yesterday after a long, technical conversation with a camping goods salesman. I locate it near the bottom of the pack, bleeding onto my clothes and leaving acid burns on my fingers. "An insect killer that doesn't sting is like good-tasting toothpaste," the salesman assured me. "It can't have any guts." The flies aren't so stupid. They swarm on twice as strong now that the flesh has been basted. Corn and mash fed, good size for the spit. I am blind and wretched, wondering which way to run, when a dilapidated Holden putters to a halt. "Just going a little way up the road," the driver says through the passenger window. I would have settled for a ride in a parked car. We have traveled only 10 minutes when my host, an amiable teenager named Trevor, pulls up at a roadside picnic ground. "Picnic stop," he announces. "I'm shouting," an Australianism for "it's on me." Inside the car's boot is a pile of jagged metal that looks like leftover hardware from the Spanish Inquisition. Trevor walks about 50 yards into the trees, digs a shallow trench, then drops in one of the irons and covers it with dirt. "Toss my cigarette on that," he says. I do. The trap leaps from its grave like a missile from an underground silo. The cigarette is shredded between metal teeth. "Bloody ripper, eh?" Trevor says proudly, resetting the trap. "Rabbit's a good feed, except for the head. Want to stick around for supper?" I decline and pick my way carefully back to the road. Just two rides and it's already coming back to me. The helpless feeling of climbing into cars with total strangers.